On the day that Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and consecrated it with all its furnishings and the altar and all its utensils. He anointed them and consecrated them also. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their father's households, made an offering. But the leaders of the tribes, they were the supervisors over the numbered men. When they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen. A cart for every 2 of the leaders, and an ox for each one. And they presented them in front of the tabernacle. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, accept these things from them, that they may be used in the service of the tent of meeting. And you shall give them to the Levites, to each man according to his service. So Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon according to their service. And 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari according to their service, under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. But he did not give any to the sons of Kohath, because theirs was the service of the holy objects, which they carried on the shoulder. And the leaders offered the dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed. So the leaders offered their offering before the altar. Yeah. Then the Lord said to Moses, they shall present their offering, 1 liter each day for the dedication of the altar.
Now the one who presented his offering on the first day was Nahshon, the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. And his offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering. 1 gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb, 1 year old, as a burnt offering. 1 male goat, as a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, 1 year old. This was the offering of Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Zur, leader of Issachar, presented an offering. He presented as his offering 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering. 1 gold pan of 10 shekels, full of
the third day it was Eliab, the son of Helam, leader of the sons of Zebulun. His offering was also
son of Shedeur, leader of the sons of Reuben. His offering was also one silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels. In sanctuary shekels, of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering. One gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One bull, one ram, and one male lamb. 1 year old as a burnt offering. One male goat as a sin. The sacrifice of peace offering. 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs. 1 year old. This was the offering of Eleazar, the son of Shedeur. On the 5th day it was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, leader of the sons of Simeon. His offering was also 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels. In sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering. 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb. 1 year old as a burnt offering. Sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offering. 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs. 1 year old. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the 6th day it was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, leader of the sons of Gad. His offering was also one silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels. In sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil, as a grain offering. Oh, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one bull, one ram, and one male lamb, 1 year old, as a burnt offering, one male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, 1 year old. This was the offering of Eleazar, the son of.
Seventh day, it was Elishama, the son of Ammihud, leader of the sons of Ephraim. His offering was also one silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels. Both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering.
One gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense. One bull, one ram, and one male lamb, 1 year old, as a burnt offering. One male goat as a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, 1 year old. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Ammihud.
On the 8th day it was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, leader of the sons of Manasseh. His offering was also one silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels.
Both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering. One gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense. One bull, one ram, and one male.
Was Abidan, the son of Gideon, leader of the sons of Benjamin.
His offering was also one silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels. Both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain. One gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense. One bull, one ram, and one male lamb, 1 year old, as a burnt offering. One male goat as a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings,
son of Gideon.
On the 10th day it was Izer, the son of Anishon, leader of the sons of Dan.
His offering was also one silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels.
Abidan, the son of Gideon, leader of the sons of Benjamin. His offering was also one silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels and sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering. One gold pen of 10 shekels, full of incense. One bull, one ram, and one male lamb, 1 year old, as a burnt offering. One male goat as a sin offering. And for Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai, leader of the sons of Dan. His offering was also one silver dish,
whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels and sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering. One gold pen of 10 shekels full of incense, one bowl, one ram, and one male lamb, 1 year old, as a burnt offering. One male goat as a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace, offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, 1 year old.
Of Asher. His offering was also 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels and sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering. 1 gold pan of 10 shekels.
On the 12th day it was, Ahira, the son of Enan, leader of the sons of Naphtali. His offering was also 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, and sanctuary shekels. Both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering. 1 gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb, 1 year old, as a burnt offering. 1 male goat as a sin offering. For the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, 1 year old. This was the offering. Dedication offering for the altar from the leaders of Israel when it was anointed. 12 silver dishes, 12 silver bowls, 12 gold pans. Each silver dish weighing 130 shekels, in each bowl 70. All the silver of the utensils total 2,400. Sanctuary.
between the two cherubim. So he spoke to